Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Good morning. This is Songs Without Words. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Where are the other mics here? What happened? Guys, we have guests, but they're not allowed to speak until the mics turn on.
We have guests, really important guests.
It's urgent. What's happening? Yeah.
This one?
Four mics plus aux.
Which one?
Go up one. Yeah.
Oh, and our music technician figures it out.
So.
Okay, you guys are on. Introduce yourself. Let's start with Eli.
Hi, I'm Eli.
Hi, Eli.
Good morning, Eli.
Good morning.
Tell us about yourself.
What can I really say? I'm here on a Saturday morning. It's the weather app said it was snowing and it wasn't, so I'm a little bit let down, but now I'm really excited because I've been asked to be on this show a number of times and I'm finally here for the last one and I'm very excited.
Yeah, the last one of the semester, everybody.
This is the last one.
Of the semester, yeah.
Okay, who's next?
Hi, I'm Fagan.
Hi, Fagan.
Hi, Fagan.
Hey, I'm really excited to be here as well. Yeah. What else can I say?
Yeah, nothing else. Okay. Well, as you might have realized by our title, Songs Without Words, this is a very special edition of Songs With Words where we only play instrumental music.
We've been waiting to do it.
Yeah, we have.
Since the conception of the show.
Yes, we have.
So it is a big day.
Yeah, and it's our last show of the semester. And next semester, we will have a very new slot, a very new time slot. So no longer will you be with us every other Saturday at 8 a.m.
Yeah, it's a mystery where, though.
Yeah.
Where, when we'll be.
I guess there's a chance. Or are you not going to mark this time at all?
Hopefully all our loyal listeners will follow us wherever we go.
I think they will.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Fagan. And Eli. This is actually, guys, yeah, it's actually the loyal listener show. Yeah. This is the fan base.
Yes. Fagan and Eli are our only consistent listeners other than my parents.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom and Dad. I'm so excited to see you. I don't know if you're listening right now, but they'll be up at some point to listen.
That's good.
All right. Well, what did we just hear?
You just heard Evening Breeze by...
don't butcher this name.
I don't want to, because it deserves, like, all the fame and glory in the world, and to be said correctly, because that's the most beautiful song in the world. I want to say segue, but I don't know. Miriam Gubru.
Sorry if anybody heard my sneezing.
If anyone knows, let me know, because I'd love to honor her with the correct name.
I'm sure that was at least 80% correct.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's good enough. And next we have Autumn in New York by Henry Konak Jr. All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Eli's backseat
I'm
DJing.
I'm backseat DJing.
Yeah, he's a music engineer, guys.
I have the board instincts embedded into my mind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My apologies.
Eli, I'm this close to kicking you out of the studio.
I'm sorry.
So that
you
was
just heard
Autumn in New York.
Autumn in New York.
As well as what, Eli? Yeah.
Melody in F, Opus 3. I'm not going to count. Okay. Opus 3 by Art Tatum.
Nice. So the Autumn in New York was my choice. I love Harry Met Sally, and that's from the soundtrack. And then the other one was Eli's choice. Why did you choose that, Eli?
Because Art Tatum is my favorite piano player, and this is a great song. But I was kind of concerned because the bass player started like saying syllables, and I was like, oh no, are these words? No. But I think we decided that they were not words.
Yeah, they were not words.
Speaking of words, though.
We have
are we
words.
Ready for some? I want you to go first, and then I want to decide on my words, because I actually came
okay.
undecided today.
So, I hit the mic, guys. Sorry. I spend a lot of time on the Instagram Explore page. That's where this starts. The story of this poem starts. And a while ago, I stumbled across this millennial poet on Instagram. She's about 30,000 followers. You know, she has, like... She's a millennial. She has a baby.
But she's a millennial.
Yeah.
Like, she's just so millennial. Like, you gotta know what I mean. Like, like you do. Like, she like, posts her poems in, like, the most, like, horrible, like, cursive, like...
Right.
Anyways. But she has this wonderful poem from 2018... that I just thought I remembered reading, and I was trying to figure out what words I should read for everybody. And this poem has two meanings. It's called Tell Me How the World Ends, and this is the world of Saturday at 8 a.m. Songs with Words Ending. So I thought that was good. Yeah, snaps. Mm-hmm. And it also has some references to instrumental music. So I was like, wow. What a perfect poem for today. So I'll read it. Okay. Tell me how the world ends, as if we are in the backyard lounging on Adirondack chairs, looking up. Tell me the center of our galaxy smells like raspberries and tastes like rum. That somewhere beyond the dust cloud of Sagittarius B2, a harmonica wails, a guitar strums. Hold your doomsday baton, conduct the insects of cacophony of crickets and winged instruments crescendo. Cue the light show above, a brilliant display of dynamite. All boom and pop, barbecue a thousand suns the way astronauts describe outer space. As metallic, sweet smelling, as gunpowder and burned steak, make a metaphor. How like summer we whimper out of existence. Sizzle, singe, evaporate. And that's by Amanda Tarani. This millennial Instagram poet. Sorry for butchering like two words in that. I get my pronunciation goes out the window when I'm on the mic, and
okay.
Honestly, like at all times, like it was never with me actually.
At least you're owning up to it.
It was never in the window.
Yeah, that's okay. You read it. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I really appreciate that we're not like, what's the word? We're not discriminating against the Instagram poets.
Exactly.
There's a place for them.
Yeah.
There is. There
and it's
is.
Here.
Yeah. We're turning this into readings of Instagram poets next semester,
like
I guess.
Any thoughts from our guests? We should have had them bring poems, actually. But it's
oh,
okay.
I think that Fagan has a couple words for us.
Oh,
already?
Goody.
Let's hear them now. Yeah, let's hear them.
We'll see. Excuse me. I shared with Joe that my grandma sends my cousins and I and my sisters in a group chat these little wise words for the day. And yesterday's, she's not an early bird, so I haven't gotten today's. But yesterday's was, it's a good day to have a good day.
Amen.
I like to think that it's that text every day.
It basically is.
That's really
my,
nice.
my high school cross-country coach used to tell us every time before we raced that every good day starts with a race.
Mm.
That's what that reminds me.
But that has no backing.
I know. No, it's not. It's just like run fast. Like it's just like it's just like this is a way that this is an ethical way to make you run
fast.
Be strong.
Be joy.
Be joy. Okay. We've done enough talking for the moment, but we'll catch you back after
Four Folks by Jeff Parker.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Tis the Damn Season, what I believe is a Taylor Swift cover by Min's Piano. Joe is in the bathroom taking a little tinkle, so inferring based on the album cover, which says in typewritten lowercase font Evermore on it. Did the Christmas lights
mm-hmm.
just... Oh, that's crazy. Okay. Tis the damn season in here.
Yeah.
Well,
that's your cue to laugh. Okay. I think it's time for PSA. Pagan, did you choose one? Is this one? Do you want to read it?
I didn't practice.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna read it aloud. I'm gonna be honest.
It's hard to read.
Do you
want to
read it with me, Eli?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits.
Wow, so much of it is barely legible. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many more other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That's a good thing to say for the winter time.
The drawing is haunting.
The fruit game is lacking here in New England, USA.
Guys, so I was listening in the bathroom. And first of all, it's true, I was taking a tinkle. Second of all, this Tis the Damn Season piano instrumental is actually a cover of a Taylor Swift song, and it's my favorite Taylor Swift song, and I needed to just say that.
It's your favorite Taylor Swift?
Okay. My mom just texted me saying, Veronica just said you were in the bathroom taking a tinkle. Laughing crying emoji. It's true.
You've been outed.
It's true, okay? I was, we were running out of my room this morning. I didn't have time to
There's no problem at all with that.
I know, I'm just
normalizing
explaining myself.
Normalizing a tinkle in the middle of your show.
just explaining myself. Okay, what's
That
next?
Should be the PSA. Choose next, a long song and go take a bathroom break.
Well, we do have some long songs here today, but not the one that we're going to listen to right now, which is chosen by Eli. What is it, Eli?
Can you say the name?
Enchanted Mirror.
Enchanted Mirror by Luis Bonfa. This is a really great song off of a really great album by a really great guitar player. My friend Maddie actually just played this song for her guitar lesson, Jury.
Really?
I believe so. Or at least something
Did
off this album.
Did they record it?
No.
We're just going to have to get a live recording.
But she said it went really well, so that's cool.
That's amazing.
This is a great song.
Go Maddie.
Let's hear it. Thank you.
That was You Make Me Weak at the Knees by Electrolane.
Ooh.
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 I like that one.
Me too.
We have such a good range of different instrumental music, which I am appreciating today.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's time for some more words.
I think so.
So we're going to start with Eli, who
okay.
so bravely decided to find some impromptu words. Impromptuly found some words.
Improvise?
Whatever.
Well, I'm not going to improvise, actually. That'd be funny if I just like started like spewing.
Right. You started rapping.
Yeah. These are texts from a year ago from my friend Lucas, because I was scrolling through my notes app, and sometimes I like write down funny things that I receive from people or like hear. And then I searched that message on my iMessage and I found this conversation. He goes to UC Davis and he takes care of, like a horse through this club for reference. So the texts read, "Took the horse grazing today, ate so much grass. Didn't take a pic of the one I worked on today, but her name's Diamond. She's getting sent to a ranch soon since she's not very suitable for the riding lessons or team, which is kind of sad. They're growing her cloak out so she can handle being out without a blanket at night, which makes her kind of fluffy, LOL." should I, like, take out the LOLs?
Yeah, take out the LOLs.
"She walks very fast. Maybe for a horse, being at a ranch isn't really a bad thing since they get to be out on their own." And then I said, "That's such a lovely sentiment." And he said, "It's interesting because apparently the horses can have candy. And that's like something they like. So both peppermints and Jolly Ranchers are things they can eat." And then the other person in the group chat said, "Haha, this horse experience seems so cool." And that, those are my words.
Wow. That's wonderful. Actually, though, that like, I don't know. I feel like that could be used as like a metaphor for a lot.
Right?
You know? Like, he's just a horse, and he's growing out his coat to survive the winter.
I know.
Wait, I'm going to change my poem now.
Oh, my God, guys.
No, but I'm going to change it to my original poem.
We have been going back and forth, back and forth. Veronica can't figure out what poem she wants to read.
No, but now this is the original poem that I want to read. I was going to read a poem called Songs by E.E. Cummings, but I don't want to anymore. I want to read this, because this is relevant to the horses, and it's actually the poem that I want to read.
Okay.
This is A Blessing by James Wright. Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slender one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly, I realized that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom.
Damn, that was great. I'm glad you read that one.
Me too. I love that poem so much. Thank you.
I remember that one.
Thank you, Miss Hare, my 10th grade English teacher, for that.
All right. Next, we have Color of Autumn by New Jabez.
Hmm.
From their Spiritual State album.
Ooh.
Yeah. My mom definitely listens to this when she meditates, but that's not actually how I found out about it. Oh my God, let's shout out Cosmo. Mm-hmm. Okay, before our show on Saturdays, our friend Cosmo, are we friends? Yeah, we're friends.
I think we could say that.
We're like acquaintances, we should be closer.
I do know that he doesn't listen to the show.
He doesn't?
He doesn't. He always tells me, he was, man, I gotta stick around one of these days and listen to the show. He wasn't here today, though.
Flying home, but usually he's right before us, and we were talking about our shows, and He told me to listen to New Jabez, and I actually had heard them before, but I completely forgot about their existence. So here we are. It's called Color of Autumn. I'm doing a lot of songs about autumn, but now it's winter.
No, it's winter, but we're reminiscing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't worry. Guys, I'm so sorry.
There was just words in Veronica's
song. I'm so sorry.
Like,
I don't know how that happened.
It's okay.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
We realized and we had to stop immediately and let you guys know that it was just a mistake and this is still an episode of Songs Without Words.
Yeah, the show didn't change in the middle. Like, guys, we're still here and I'm so sorry. I let you down today.
We're gonna skip this. We're gonna skip past this to Everything Going Evening. Bad.
That's not the song title. What is the song title?
Easy Going Evening. I'm sorry.
My Mama's Call by
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Hopefully Stevie
doesn't say anything.
Open his mouth.
Shh.
Shh.
Okay. Let's hear it. Okay.
All right. What was that? Oh, we already talked about it.
Yeah.
No need to repeat. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Eli.
This is a really sad moment.
Yeah.
This is the last time we'll speak on Saturday mornings. Okay, maybe we'll get a Saturday morning slot next semester. But this is our last 8 a.m. Songs with Words episode. And I just want to say thank you to all of our loyal listeners. Two of them being in this room, so I don't know who the rest are, but...
Joe's mom.
And dad.
And dad. Sometimes my sister, but she can't be relied on, so...
Charlie
the dog.
Thank you, Charlie the dog. Okay, well, goodbye, everybody. This is Songs with Words, and you are listening to...
91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! See you next year!
See you next year, and we are leaving you with what?
Song on the Beach Photograph by Delilah... Delilah?
Yeah.
El Atwi, let's hear it.